Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today on The Mark Reardon Show. Thank you so much for making us a part of your Tuesday. President Trump is talking up in Warren, Michigan. We were going to check in on him real quick, talking about his first 100 days.
Not many, but remember who those grandstanders were and vote them the hell out of office, okay? Will you do that? Vote them out of office. You know, they do it morally, they're morally bound. You know what the answer is? If you don't get it, you're going to have the highest tax increase in history instead of the greatest tax cut in history. If the Democrats prevail on this bill, you get a 58% tax increase. Would you like that? These are the Democrats. But I've never seen all the years they campaign, we will raise your taxes. I say, this country has gone crazy.
So that's President Trump. He is talking up in Warren, Michigan, and talking about obviously highlighting the fact that he wants his big, beautiful bill passed, and he wants to get this thing done. Otherwise, we are going to have the largest tax increase that we have seen. We have got Dwayne Patterson on the air with us. He is at hotair.com and Dwayne's World Podcast. Dwayne, how are you, man?
Councilman, great to make your acquaintance.
How about that?
I think we're probably near the same vintage, I would guess, or kind of in the same. We've got close to the same amount of tree rings, and I don't think we've ever seen 100 days like we've seen, have we?
I don't remember 100 days like this. You know, it's funny, in getting to talk to reporters who cover D.C. and have covered for a while, I got the opportunity a couple of weeks ago to talk to Major Garrett, who's been in D.C. for a very long time.
Yep.
And I said, have you ever seen this much happen? And he said, no. And everybody that I talked to has never seen a first 100 days like this. You know, you use things like flooding the zone, drinking from a fire hose, use whatever example that you want. I don't think anybody has ever tried to squeeze this much into the first 100 days as what Donald Trump has done. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Absolutely not. I've been in this game doing radio since 95, so I've seen, you know, 30 years roughly of all this kind of stuff. And I'll tell you, people that are, you know, next generation of communicators, whether it's in TV, radio, or podcasting, or wherever this goes down the road, a generation or two down the road, guys like you and me are going to be telling the next couple of generations that this was the glory years. It doesn't get any better than this.
If you're covering politics, this is amazing because you always have something new to talk about. You know, we were talking with a reporter earlier today and just talking about the fact of, like, where are we on tariffs? And we are on that. And Jeff Mordock said at the Washington Post, he said, you know, I hate to give you an answer because by the time I say it, it's going to change. So
right.
you never know where things are going. You know, one of the things I'm curious to get your take on is we talk about, you know, Trump's biggest accomplishment of the first 100 days. One of the things that I think is a major accomplishment is what he's been able to do to the Democrat Party and how bad their first 100 days have been.
Yeah, you see, that's what I'm doing. As soon as I finish this, I'm going to go home and change clothes and get ready to tape my Dwayne's World podcast. It's going to drop tomorrow. And I'm going to spend the hour in halves. The first half is Trump's 100 days, which is I could spend a whole hour and a half on just his accomplishments. It's just tremendous. But then I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to do the Democrats' 100 days, because Donald Trump has gotten them to walk the plank and take 20% issues to his 80% that the country cares about. And they are willingly happy to take the 20% side of an argument because Trump's on the other side. And they think that's all they need.
Did you ever think that you would see a political party take open positions to argue on behalf of people who are not only in this country illegally, but they want to bring them back from another country? And they are spending all this time to go to places like El Salvador and say, send this illegal alien who has committed crimes and it is a gang member back to my country. I never would have thought you would see something that crazy. But yet here we are. And they're lining up to make the flight.
Even James Carville, of all people, is saying we have to make this illegal or this deportation thing. This is what we as Democrats have to draw a line in the sand on. This is what we have to support. Now, Councilman, I know you probably have not seen the backgrounds of all 100 faces they put up on the White House lawn of the deportations. You remember all these blurred faces that CNN wouldn't show, but the White House put up on the lawn all these yard signs of the people that are no longer residents of this country?
Exactly.
Just the first five of the 100. I won't bore you with all 100. Just the first five. Here's what they have been not just charged with, but convicted of. Okay? I won't give you the names. I won't give you the ages. You don't even need to know it. The first one, convicted for murder first degree, 2 counts of assault second degree. Second one, conviction for rape. Third, conviction for murder and aggravated battery. Fourth, conviction for sexual assault, sex offense against child, obstructing police, and driving under the influence. Conviction for aggravated criminal sexual abuse of a minor in Illinois. I mean,
wow.
this is who the Democrats are saying, but they need to stay here because Trump.
I just don't get that. I mean, that's amazing that he's able to get them to take these positions. And now I keep seeing these things about who's going to be the next leader of the Democrat Party. And they're rallying behind.
I'm staking my claim for David Hogg. I want him. He's the only Democrat standing, except he may not make it through the week because the DNC is going to take him out.
Oh, I completely think the DNC is going to take him out. But AOC, the old bartender that we made fun of, and
yep.
I love the fact that, and I've only got like a minute here. Sorry about that. We're going to check in with Annie Fry, who's actually covering politics today in D.C., who works for us, who's there. I just think it's amazing that AOC has become the de facto leader of the Democrat Party at this point. And that kind of says everything about the free fall that they are in right now.
Absolutely. The Republicans are still kind of a flaming hot mess in some ways, but the Democrats are going to give the next couple of election cycles to them because they cannot figure out how to walk out of a box canyon they've placed themselves into.
It's pretty amazing. Hey, Duane, how can we find your podcast?
DuaneWorld.com, DuaneWorld.com, and that's the place for my podcast and the links to the hot air columns, everything I do there.
Excellent. We appreciate you taking some time with us. I'm sorry it was so short today, but I look forward to have a follow-up conversation with you down the road if you're up for that.
I absolutely am, and I will yield to the president anytime.
We appreciate your time. That is Duane Patterson from HotAir.com, Duane's World Podcast. He's getting ready to change and record that. But we are going to get to the First Lady herself of St. Louis 97.1 Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, Annie Fry is joining us.
Andy Goes to Washington is sponsored by Stewart's American Mortgage. Same or better rates, no closing costs, fast closing. And by Grasser Electric. Don't be left in the dark. Call Grasser Electric.
Annie Fry, how are you?
It's the irony of ironies that I am laying in my hotel room, finally, just made it back in the last 10 minutes. watching Donald Trump on the TV in Michigan. Isn't that great?
How has this trip been? This is it sounds like it's amazing. By the way, I loved your interview with Eric Schmidt today.
Thank you. I'm glad that was able. We were able to turn that around. It's been so amazing. A huge thank you. Just played that little piece of audio there, both to Grasser Electric and to Stewie of Stewart's American Mortgage for sponsoring this trip and making it possible. I hope that they can see the value and that the listeners can get the value of what it's been like to be here in Washington, D.C. I did two press briefings yesterday morning, Monday morning at the White House in the press briefing room with Carolyn Levin and her special guest, Tom Holman, keying in on the Trump 100 days efforts for border security and immigration reform. And then this morning I was able to attend the press briefing and we had the Treasury Secretary Bessent in there. And I didn't get to ask a question, but I was just honored to be in there and to see how all of this works. And I was able to talk to a lot of the people who are in the press, people, Mark Meredith, who we have on the station as Fox News TV guest that a lot of the shows have on. And he was so kind. It's really neat to be able to meet some of these people that we see or know of in here reporting and find out they're really cool people. But to be able to, you know, ask questions of reporters that do this for a living and get their take on things. But then also today I was able to go after the press briefing. I knew the president would be at the White House till 2 is when he was supposed to depart on the South Lawn. And he did do a presser from over there, but I elected to go over to the Capitol. And I met, as you mentioned, with Senator Eric Schmidt. And then I met with Congressman Mike Boston. He took me around the Veterans Affairs Committee chambers and showed me where all of that is done and did an interview with him. And then I also spoke with Congressman Darren LaHood, who is from like the Peoria area, I think, of Illinois. And then also with Congresswoman Mary Miller, who is from Southern Illinois. And those two interviews we will air with video on our show tomorrow.
Very exciting. What's been your biggest surprise so far?
You know, just the pace. There's a lot of introspection. You know, radio is, people will be like, oh, I don't know how you do it. You talk for 3 hours and you got to know all these things. Well, I know a lot about a little, and there's a lot that I don't know, that's for sure. But, you know, so I just watch how some of these people work. This is just, it's kind of like a different reality here, that the pace of everything is just in constant motion. And to see the way the wheels of our republic are turning and to understand that the American people are really what is driving the whole thing. One of the conversations I had with Darren LaHood today, which I'll just scoop my conversation a little bit for tomorrow, is, you know, he goes, it's important for people to remember that American voters realized that they are still in control in the last election. And I think that's a huge takeaway that people are really inspired by, that I think a lot of people on our side thought, you know, we'll never win another election again for various reasons. We'll never win another election again. And that didn't happen. And so there's a bit of a fire and an energy about this city and the movement that's taking place. And you can, you know, of course I'm on the Trump side, I'm on the Republican side. I love what he's doing. But he's doing so much so fast, and he's got juggling so many things at one time. It's actually, you know, it's nice to see stuff getting done, or at least watching this administration attempt to do really big, really bold things. And today, the 100th day, so great to be at the White House on the 100th day of Trump's second term. It's so cool to see so much in motion, so much to celebrate, at least from my perspective, just this far into the second term.
Well, Dash made sure to say on here, don't come back a liberal after being in Washington, D.C.
What are you? I'm here talking to people, turning them to our side.
Don't, oh, there you go.
About that, Dash.
So what was it like being in there in the briefing room? Like, give people a little sense of, like, what's the energy like? What are people like when you're sitting in there? Do the other reporters talk to each other beforehand while you're just milling around?
I was speaking.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
With her name is, I think, Mary Margaret. She's from the Daily Wire.
Okay.
And she was kind of telling me how things work. And she's one of the reporters, the Daily Wire. And I think that this should be rectified or changed. But they don't have a seat in the briefing room. But they, Carolyn Leavitt and the press team for Donald Trump have made it so that they've stuffed people into that room. So if you're an alternative form of media, if you're what they refer to as new media, which is a lot of digital things, you know, the web hosts a ton of people who have a platform that isn't your big, huge network news like Fox or CBS or CNN or whatever. All those people are in the room. But you can tell a lot of the people standing along the wall, like myself, they don't have chairs in there, but I think that there are entities like the Daily Wire that could, in the Trump administration, find a little bit of a shuffling of the way those seats are allocated, maybe on certain days. But there's a lot of jockeying. Like, I got there super early in the morning. The press briefing was Eastern time, 8:30 a.m.
Oh.
I got there at 7 a.m. and that was just because I don't know how long it's going to take to go to security, to get through security. I'd have to process, get to the huge gates there in front of the White House, go into security. They give me a press pass, but I have to wait before I can go through going through an airport, TSA, whatever. I had to wait for an escort to come out of the White House to basically vouch for me that I had a purpose there. And sometimes, you know, you might not be their biggest priority. I can't imagine I was anybody's biggest priority, but sometimes that could take 30 minutes. Sometimes they come right out, but you never really know. So I get there at 7 a.m., finally get in to the press briefing room, probably around 7:30 or so. And then everybody who's on the wall, they line up. So it's like, if you get there early, you're going to get a better position. If you get there early and people in the room have never seen you before, and that was the spot that maybe somebody else tries to get, you might get a dirty look. I didn't look for dirty looks. I don't think I got any dirty looks per se, but it's just, there's a lot of jockeying that goes on. These are very competitive people. It's a huge deal to get the opportunity to ask the press secretary of the administration a question and to have that moment. And, you know, there's a little ego involved in it as well. So it was kind of fun to watch and know, like, I don't have anything to prove here. I don't need to. This is not my future. My future is in the studio that you're sitting in right now. It was just kind of fun to see how that operates. It's a very competitive environment.
Hi, Annie. It's your producer again. How's it going?
Ethan, how are you?
I'm great. So I had a question about our old friend who's kind of become a celebrity out there in D.C., Will Scharf.
Yeah.
Have you had the opportunity to interact with Will at all, or do you plan on it during your time in D.C.?
So Will and I have texted back and forth at various times over the course of the time I've been out here, and I'm actually going to go have dinner with him in about
nice.
An hour.
So that's great.
Oh, look at you, fancy person.
And I probably owe him dinner because he's the one who helped make us have this opportunity, so I told him to pick the place, and we're going to go. I think we're going to have some Cuban food or something.
Nice.
I don't know.
Give him the love of the Annie Fry Show. Not just you, but also Ryan and Brad and me, because we miss him, but we love obviously seeing everything that he's doing as a part of the administration.
I'll be sure to tell him.
So I know you're wrapping up. What's the rest of your time in D.C. look like?
Well, it's my understanding on the press. So every day they send out the president's schedule, and then with each event that happens, it'll be like open press, closed press, travel pool, White House pool. Open press was listed under Donald Trump's return to the White House tonight at 9:15.
Oh,
I don't know if I'm going to go out and try to go through all of that at that point. I'm going to ask Will if that would be worth my time, because I got an early flight tomorrow. And other than, I mean, honestly, I just walked from, my hotel is in Georgetown, which is northwest of like everything, the White House, the Capitol or whatever, but it's a nicer area. And I was encouraged to check that place out since I'm out here by myself, that it was a, you know, good neighborhood, nice neighborhood to stay in and everything. And so I think if, I don't know, unless Will's like, oh no, you got to go, I'm probably done. And then as soon as I get back from dinner, I'm going to continue to crank out some of the pictures and the videos and the photos that I've taken. So make sure if you want to see some of the stuff that we've done already, that's up. The Annie Fry YouTube channel is a great location to check out, so you can watch some of those interviews, some of the things that I've seen so far. And then, of course, the Annie Fry Show Facebook page and my Annie Fry Show X account. I'd love to have people follow us, subscribe if they haven't.
So when are you back on the radio?
Tomorrow.
You're back here tomorrow? Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
You've got to just be dragging tail at this point.
I didn't really know yesterday where I was going to be, when I was going to be there. And I was so worried that I would, like, I don't know, eat a meal and miss something. So I, like, didn't eat yesterday until probably about 8:30 at night. It was the first meal that I had yesterday. And today I was a little more sensible about that, planning my day and everything. So I was a little worn out yesterday, but I think I kind of did that to myself. Today I've been doing a little bit better, but a lot of walking.
So
it's a beautiful day out here. I heard it's a little... the weather's a little bad out there.
It's been raining. It's nice now, but it was pouring down rain earlier. We've kind of had those storms. Ethan was talking about had a tree that almost fell in southern Illinois. Was that your grandmother's house?
Almost hit my grandma's house. Big old tree, so she's all good.
That was grandma.
Yeah. Grandma's okay, though. So it's all good. alert is okay. Hey, I miss the fact of... how did all this happen? Like, who do we have to thank for Annie Fry being in D.C. today?
Well, pretty much Brad Range, my producer, of course. He, I don't know, it was maybe just a few weeks into the new term, the second term, Carolyn Leavitt came out and said that they were going to shake up the press room, that they were going to open it to new media, and they wanted people who wanted the opportunity to ask questions of the White House to apply for credentials. And when she was listing off all of the people who they wanted to welcome into the briefing room, one of the things she said was local radio hosts.
Ah.
And so then Brad and Ryan and maybe Ethan at the time were like, yeah, you got to try. Like, why not try? So we applied, and then Brad continued to put the pressure on and I think connected with Will Scharf, and I think we had a good word put in for us. And, you know, sometimes it's not what you know, it's who you know. And I think that I think I was the benefactor of that. And hopefully I made everybody proud and being able to bring a behind the scenes look and a little closer look at what's going on here in Washington, D.C. as it pertains to the folks in the St. Louis metro area.
Well, I can't wait to listen tomorrow. I'm sure you're going to be exhausted, but probably excited as well, because I can't wait to hear about all your experiences. Like I said, the interview that you did with Senator Schmidt, I thought was really great. I mean, it really talked about what's important, the disconnect that you can have, because I'm sure just in the time that you've been there and seeing this, to the listeners' joke about don't turn into a liberal while you're there, it really is a different atmosphere. And you can really, if you spend a lot of time in D.C., you can change your perspective, because everything, like the senator talked about, the conversations that happen in D.C. are not the conversations that happen in Missouri or the conversations that happen in Illinois. Like, they're so different than what we have back here. And it's really easy if you don't pay attention to become a political person who gets completely jaded about what's important and what's not. And I thought your interview that you talked about with him really focused on, hey, these are the priorities and you've got to stay grounded to not get lost in sort of the, for lack of a better term, the DC cesspool that is there.
Well, you know, Mike, I think that for me, the kind of sparkle of the news and politics. I call it sparkle. I'm sure other people would call it something else. But, you know, it's if you care about it and you follow it, it's entertaining. It's much like sport, really.
It is.
There's people to cheer for. There's people to cheer against. There's reasons you cheer for something. It's passionate. A lot of times it's generational. But it's super easy to get so wrapped up in cheering for the red team that you forget why you're cheering for the red team, or maybe the blue team, whichever team is your team. And when I'm here and I am experiencing the movement that is taking place here, and all of these people have been displaced from their homes to represent the people who are at their home. And I'll tell you what, I was sitting in the press briefing room yesterday and I was waiting to find out if we were going to get called into the Oval Office to watch the president sign executive orders. I was sitting in the center of the press briefing room in an open and I was watching my son's baseball game on Game Changer. And you know, I was like, how ironic that if I could snap my fingers and be anywhere in the world, it would have been at a baseball field where my son is playing high school baseball in Southern Illinois. Like that's really where I want to be. And that's why people should go to Washington, D.C. That's why people should serve. It's to make sure that the people who are back home in their places, wherever they are being served by a country that keeps them free and keeps them prosperous. And so that kind of was a driving force behind my conversations that I had today. Like, what is this really about? It's not about the red team scoring a point. That stuff hardly even matters. It's really about the people who are at home and the people who need to not feel ground, you know, drilled into the ground by over-regulatory government that wants to tell them how to do everything, when to do it, and it's really just oppressive. So it was an interesting conversation to have with the folks who I was able to talk to today.
Well, thanks for letting us right along with you, if you will. Looking forward to all the stuff that you're going to put up on YouTube. Looking forward to hearing a recap of everything tomorrow of what you have going on. Hope you enjoy your last night. Going to dinner with Will would be a big highlight. So super jealous of you for being able to do that. Safe travels, and we look forward to hearing from you tomorrow.
And a huge thank you to Stewart's American Mortgage and Grasser Electric for making this possible. It truly is an experience of a lifetime for me, and I'm hoping that I can share all of that with everybody who's listening right now, and it wouldn't be possible without Stewart's American Mortgage and with Grasser Electric. So thank you to them. Thank you to you guys for having me on as well to share.
Thanks for making the time. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you soon, Mike.
That's Andy Fry. As Dash said, our little girl is growing up. She's Andy Fry goes to Washington. That's exciting. Hey, there's some other exciting news. I started off talking today about the 33rd Annual Police Officers Memorial Prayer Breakfast that I got the opportunity to attend. Our police officers need to go through training on a regular basis, and there is a ribbon cutting that is happening Friday of a brand new law enforcement training center, and we're going to talk with Lieutenant Dan Gibbons of the St. Charles City Police Department about that on the other side. It's the Mark Reardon Show. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark today on St. Louis's home for conservative talk, 97.1 FM.